Yo, what's good? It's your boy, Sopri 706. This is the Dirty Bird Nation Report, the unofficial official podcast of Falcons Twitter. We have our hostess with the mostest, Lethal Saint, aka I don't even know. And then we have Josh. And again, this Josh is kind of having mixed emotions right now. The Falcons won, but there was a dog pounding, no pun intended, happened at the University of Georgia last night. I was going to make sure it's good, man.
Chill out, man.
Damn, dog. Hashtag Gator bait, dog. That's crazy.
Yeah. We didn't even, not to try and jump off subject, but we didn't even have our starting defense, man. If we lost like that without starting defense, then I'd be concerned.
Hey, I know, they're saying that man is Mark Rich 2.0. So that's something you never want to hear.
Show me what national title game Mark Rich took us to.
I mean, show me which one that y'all won, and you know what I'm
saying? It doesn't matter. That's
what I'm saying. It doesn't matter either way. You know,
we actually competed in one. If the defense do that job, we win it. I mean, it's not like we got there and got our ass whooped. We just got there in the defense and choked.
And, you know, that's a perfect tie to the Atlanta Falcons 34-27 win against the Denver Broncos. We managed not to choke away this lead. It looked like it was possibly about to happen and continue to push the narrative. That's what Falcons do. But we won by what, a touchdown? Bum-ass Drew Lock put 313 yards, two touchdowns on us. Jerry Jeudy was feasting. He had seven receptions for 125 yards, one touchdown. But you know what? We can't complain. A win is a win. People like Josh and Jeff are excited. They're happy. They can sleep, you know, with the light conscience tonight. They don't have to hit the bottle, you know. They can cancel the therapy sessions. We'll have a victory Monday. So what do you think? I know we were talking in the group chat with Jalen, and I was like, yo, so I guess we're getting a linebacker in the first round. And he says secondary. And looking at these numbers, I have to agree now. Because, like, it's Drew Lock. Like, who is Drew Lock, dog? Like, ain't no reason that dude should be passing all over the field on us. You know what I mean? And Jerry Jeudy's a rookie getting busy. You know what I'm saying?
Nah. I don't know how we let him. I didn't even know he passed all those yards, first of all.
I didn't either.
The fact that we let him do that is fucking ridiculous. I thought defense was playing pretty well until you just said those numbers when you came on here. Now I'm a little hurt. I mean, bruh. The fuck? Who is this guy? We didn't even know who this guy is, and we just let him have all those yards.
I mean,
like the good quarterback.
I mean, Lock is okay. But in the sense of what he did today, I didn't really see the third quarter. So I guess that's where he mostly got most of his yards in. But for the first half, the defense was doing their jobs. So like I said, I guess that third quarter, second half is where they latched up some type of way. But I mean, y'all talking like Lock like is like Teddy Bridgewater or somebody. Like he could be deadly
Of course, here comes racist ass Josh. Teddy Bridgewater. For no reason, like Teddy Bridgewater didn't win five games last year for the Saints and isn't looking pretty good this year.
No, he's not. He's looking pretty average at best. Okay, I'll give you another quarterback. It's not like Derek Carr and Drew Lock are almost like the same type of quarterback. Better?
The crazy thing is that you literally just told me, like, yo, Look at the Carolina Panthers keeping up with the Kansas City Chiefs, and then turn around and say that Bridgewater's ass.
No,
Bridgewater had 300 yards passing and two touchdowns today.
I said it in the sense of you were saying that Mahomes may not even play the second half against us. I'm saying that their defense is not good, so we could trade points with them. That's what I'm saying. Because again, bum ass Carolina can go score for score with them. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, they had McCaffrey back, the great white hype. You know what I'm saying?
Slot receiver. Mm. He overhyped too. Because he's living off his daddy name.
Oh, that's an ad. My bad. I thought somebody's back here DJing. Anywho. Yeah. So we'll see, man. I don't like the narrative. Well, we'll get to that later. What do y'all think about people now thinking that Dan Quinn is holding us back after we get a couple of wins with Raheem Morris, who is now 3-1 as the Falcons' interim head coach?
Yeah.
God, y'all know how I stand. How do y'all just figure that out? Like, just now.
I mean, I saw a tweet. Quinn is likable, so I don't want to slander him too much. But again, what he was telling how to run his team for what the first 5-6 weeks, it was telling. I mean, because again, like you could look at the film and see like the linebackers reading pass as their first reads, and then teams would come back with that with runs up the middle. Stuff like little stuff like that was killing us. But Raheem made that simple tweet and got the linebackers reading run again. And with that little tweet, the defense is looking confident. He's using Foyer and Dion, their speed, by blitzing them in the A-gaps for the most part. And that's helping the defense.
I do like that. I was always thinking, like, in years with Dan Quinn, like, why did we never do that if we had that type of speed at line?
Exactly. Like, exactly.
That shit creates so much confusion and pressure. Like, A-gap pressure is a killer for anybody. That's why people like Aaron Donald are so dominant, because like, yo, you can get in the quarterback's face, like you can make him make questionable decisions. I'm like, yo, we got the speed of linebacker, man. Do some stunts, blitz these cats, man. Like,
exactly.
We're not getting any other type of rush. You know what I'm saying? After we had our main pass rusher decide to wild out on Twitter, which we'll get to later. But
yeah,
I like that. Keep that up. I mean, keep it going, man. Scheme stuff like that. Make creative blitz packages like that. Bringing up DBs and things of that nature. Like, you got to get it how you live. And right now, that's how what works for us until we can actually, find or develop a pass rusher. So,
yeah,
I agree with that. Let's see. What's tankathon.com talking about? So I think the Giants won or are winning. Oh, shit.
The Giants?
They
won. Man, we are down to the number 11th pick.
Let's go.
Let's go for what?
Let's go.
Yes, he just don't want us to draft Justin Fields.
I'm doing this in the sense of like people want us to tank. Like I mean, again, you just need to know where you could pick good players in any round. You just have to have an eye for it. So I mean, I'm not with that tanking stuff. I don't care. I'm not. I don't like for us to lose.
Well, right now they got us projected to pick up Caleb Farley from Virginia Tech, 6'2", 207 cornerback. So
yeah.
I mean, it is what it is.
And that's your secondary help that Jalen was probably referring to. Cause we thought Kendall Sheffield was the good one. He began work lately.
Yeah, and that's what I was talking to Jalen about in the chat. Like, we've spent so many resources on DBs. It's like, come on, man. What if these guys would have hit? We wouldn't have to keep doing this over and over again, man. Like,
yeah, that's true too.
Doesn't make any sense, but I mean, it is what it is. We'll see what happens as this season progresses. We have a week off to, continue this streak, I guess, if that's what you want to call it. But I mean, I think I don't know if Dan Quinn necessarily was holding us back, but I guess by default he was, because like the message wasn't getting through anymore to the players. Like, you can clearly see there's a huge difference in how they were playing pre-Dan Quinn and post-Dan Quinn.
Right.
Yeah.
And from a scheme standpoint, like, how many times did we see any blitzes when Quinn was here? For those first, 5-6 games?
Let's see. Braylon says, I'm on Josh's side, but like the man said, in the game, we need to focus more on defense in the draft and maybe an O-lineman. I mean, like I said, we don't really – that would be great, but that's when we hit on picks. We don't really have the luxury We should, but I mean, when we don't have any type of secondary and cats are getting torched week in and week out, then, you know, we got to do what we got to do to stop the bleeding and hope we can develop, you know, what's that dude's name? Did he play Marlon Davidson?
No, he didn't play.
No, he was out.
Yeah, we got to continue to like develop those cats, but you know, it is what it is. But yeah, I do say I think Dan Quinn held us back a little bit, just from the fact that he couldn't really galvanize his players to play at a competent level. So
right,
he did. I've been telling y'all that man was soft, soft. He ain't do shit. He ain't no shit. What did the people say? All he did was inherit the Seahawks shit. Like, he was a product of the Seahawks winning with Pete Carroll, and everyone thought that man was a god, a bald-headed god, and clearly he's a failure. So,
I mean, yeah, us winning three out of the last four doesn't look good on him, because it's like y'all are saying, like, what were you doing with this team early in the year to where they were just looking like a high school team out there?
Playing patty cake, putting players in diapers and rocking them to sleep.
Yeah, I mean, but even like Aaron says, he believes this Pete Carroll defense. That's kind of how the league works, man. You get a co-sign from another great coach, and then they hope that you actually become great so your name actually carries weight.
Yep.
It was like, oh, you came from this coaching tree. They even said during the game today, like, oh, yeah, Raheem Morris, he used to be under Mike Tomlin. He talked about Will and Lee. Like, that's just what the media does. Like, they say the dumbest shit. Like, and I tweeted out that one of the announcers was like, oh, Matt Ryan's been in the system for years. He knows how to find his guys. I'm like, bro, we're on like our fifth offensive coordinator. Like, what are you talking about? Like, that's not even like y'all can't even pronounce our players' name. AJ Terrell,
right?
Aloyaku. Like, come on, bro. Like, and I've said this before. I said this for years. I haven't tweeted out this much this year, but watch the games on mute, because there's nothing these people are saying that are making you any smarter at football. And if you're gonna watch it on mute, we listen to the local guys. Local guys are pretty good, pretty educated. But these cats literally get like a paper with like some notes about the player and some cool stories. But like they don't know what they're talking about. It's embarrassing.
Nah, you should have seen. Well, at least my TL, when they saw that the game was on CBS, they were like, "Oh God, here we go again."
Come prop up on Thrive Fantasy this season. Thrive Fantasy is a daily fantasy sports app for player props. They have eliminated the need to do countless hours of research because they only ask you about the top-tier athletes in a respective sport. If NFL, choose 10 out of the 20 player prop options to build your lineup. If NBA, MLB, PGA, or esports, choose 5 out of the 10 player prop options to build your lineup. Each prop has a fantasy point total associated with the over or under based on its likelihood to occur. The more points a selection is worth, the riskier it is. Rack up the most points to win a share of the prize pool. If PGA, Thrive has new contests for each day of the tournament. Thursday only, Friday only, etc. So don't sweat your golfers ruining your weekend by not making the cut. Thrive has awarded over $1.3 million in prizes since launching in 2018. Use promo code DBNReport when you sign up today and you will receive an instant $20 bonus on your first deposit of $20 or more. Download Thrive Fantasy on the App Store or Play Store, or by visiting their website, www.thrivefantasy.com. Sign up and prop up today.
And with these announcers. Yeah. Yeah, listening to the radio or something, watching the game.
Listen to the radio. It doesn't make any sense, so I don't know.
Someone's told me I'm not excited. I don't sound excited. And it's because I'm not. I'm not very excited because this team, you can't trust them. You cannot trust this team about anything. And they're just going to have to prove, you know, themselves to me. And I know it's a fluke year. Like, if some miracle fucking happens and we end up going to the Super Bowl, I still fucking won't be excited because we already saw how that played out before. if we ever win that, I'll be pretty excited. But I'm not excited. I mean, they won, woohoo, whatever. But, you know, it's just like they still didn't play that good. So, and my man's died, okay? My man's died, so I'm sad about Alex Trebek.
I mean, 80 years, that's a long time. That's a long life.
And he had cancer too, so.
Right, exactly.
No, but still.
I mean, all right.
Okay, what else are we talking about?
That was never really.
Isn't your team fucking losing? Weren't you crying on the TL? Why are you here? Why are you here?
Oh, yeah, they lost to a black man today.
A black man.
So, Marcus, wow. he probably indifferent. He not mad about the loss, but hey.
Hey, didn't y'all see him sit on the sidelines today? They panned over to him on the bench with a jacket on. Y'all saw that? He was on the sidelines at the Colts game. With the jacket on. He looks just like that cute quarterback. It is so scary. Like, every time I see that quarterback, I'm like, shit. He looks just like Marcus. They're like twins.
Yeah, we talked about that last night on the KTSE app pod, which we talked heavily about the election. So if you're a Falcons fan, you need something looking to on your long-ass commute. Oh, we got some cheeks clap back there.
Hey, what's happening?
Are you recording your OnlyFans? Like,
you said election, so I started
clapping.
Yo, my son listening to this. Chill.
Oh. First of all, I started clapping because of the election. Like, guys, yay.
I mean, if you want to hear more of that, check us out every Monday.
Yeah,
we'll be dropping. But to the next topic, we got so this is where me and Josh kind of go back and forth. Does this team actually look different, which ties into the last topic, or do we just play ass teams? Because this is kind of what happened last year at the end of the season. Everybody's like, oh, this defense has turned around. Ulbrich and Raheem Morris got this defense looking good. And then we come out this year and start 0-5. So, yeah.
Why'd you say it like that? Y'all better start laughing at me. I'm going to kick y'all's ass. That's not funny.
I mean, with that, the only good teams that we faced within like the first month and a half was what? Green Bay and Seattle. Everyone else was ass, man. Like, we should have beaten Vikings. We should have beat Carolina the first time. Should have beaten Chicago. Like, we only played two good teams in the first, like I said, month and a half. So, I mean, you really can't say we playing ass teams and just getting by, because we played ass team early and still lost.
Well, but we can agree that outside, well, even with the Seattle game, not just the negligent coaching. Like, just again, onside kick, not doing anything with Jamal Adams. Just like, yo, like some of that stuff could have been mitigated. But just like the things that we can do for ourselves, as far as like, you know, generating a pass rush, covering people, showing any type of consistency on offense or defense. Like I tweet this tweet out like every week. The Falcons are good for giving up a sack on third down. And like clockwork, every single week that tweet is continuously applicable. It's like, bro, why can't we convert third downs? It's be like third down is gonna be a sack or incompletion, like clockwork. And it's annoying, man. Like it's very frustrating. It's predictable at this point. Like, all right, third down is gonna be a sack or a incompletion.
I mean, yeah, because Dirk, again, he goes back to that. It could be like second and 10, and he gonna run up the middle for like 3 yards. Then on third down, I mean, he come up with the dumb route design. They doesn't get mad any time, so it's like of course we give up sacks because of Dirk himself. Like, if we had a company at OC, again, we would be a lot better than what we are.
I agree with that 100%. But I still don't think that we have a. I don't think we have a a roster that's ready to compete in the playoffs at this moment. I think we will soon, but not right now. And that's just off my eyes. Like, we really have no definitive pass rusher. We have maybe one DB who that's good, that's a rookie. You know, on offense, well, that's just a whole nother mess with Dirk Cotter. I can't really fairly judge that, but
yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Like, with the offense, we have the pieces. Again, we would be one of the top tier offenses in the league if we had a better play caller. Like, we're only top 10 because of Matt and Julio and Calvin and Todd, but and that they're just talented players. But again, like, we had a better coaching, like, we'll be a legit scary offense. An offense that doesn't lower down in third quarter, second half of games, but a legit, like, shootout type of offense.
Well, and I won't go just off the numbers because there is quite a bit of garbage time in those stats, but I mean, Matt Ryan and Julio Jones get busy. Like, it is what it is. But again, the play calling does leave a lot to be desired because it's not good. It's not even close to being. It's not good. It's not competent. It's just kind of like, hey, like, this guy is here. He calls plays. We're going to retain him for what reason, I don't know. He continue to let us, you know, run into the ground. Even though there's a couple moments today, but, like, even with that, the Broncos aren't good. Their DBs aren't good. Their secondary's not good. So, of course, that's what you're supposed to do. Ooh, Aaron got a spicy take. Uh-oh. Another Aaron will not like. He says Hill is the better back.
Ruh-roh.
So, I'm not saying Todd Gurley is trash. Todd Gurley is great. But I personally, I've said this before, I do not want a running back that has to be on a pitch count. There's that defeats the purpose of being here. Like, you're here to play your hardest to win games, and sometimes that's going to require you to get, like, 30 carries. Like, I saw one game where Derrick Henry had more carries than every running back on our team combined. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, that's cool. We don't have the luxury of being able to have a running back that's on a pitch count. So he did have 19 carries today, but there was a little bit of a period where he was out the game. So I'm not saying Brian Hill's better, but I mean, he can get it done. I still would draft him running back, but I mean, I wouldn't pay to bring back Gurley if I was in the Falcons, you know, front office and brass to
bring
him
back.
For what? Get out of here, Doug.
No, I'm kind of like half joking, only because what he has what 9 touchdowns already in 10 games. But I would say Hill, he's the more explosive.
That's a terrible argument, Doug.
No, because again, if we had Hill at the 1 yard line, he's not trying to say he's not going to get that 1 yard, despite him being a bigger back. We've seen it multiple times. Hill's not he's a really decent back, but if I need to get 1 yard on this for this touchdown, I'm not giving the ball to Hill over Gurley.
Or you could just have a offense coordinator that could design plays for your 8,000 wide receivers to score on. Yeah, like that would be ideal.
That's true too. But I'm saying what we have to work with now.
Yeah, but I mean the idea that just because he can score touchdowns, like in theory, if you give it to somebody enough that close, they're gonna score. Like it's not like Todd's got some special sauce. Like, I mean, it's an opportunity thing.
He's a bigger back. I mean,
that's not worth paying him again.
He doesn't fall backwards. What I'm saying.
Yeah, he's very powerful. Like, I'll give him that. But again, it's not one of those things where we need to bring him back to be successful.
Okay, bring him back on the vet minimum and make him your goal line back.
Why would he do that when he probably get paid more to go somewhere else? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, do we know that's what he wants to do? Maybe he wants to get paid. You know, like, I don't know.
We'll find out. I think this team has been slightly better since Dan Quinn left. I'm talking slightly. Because, like, someone said in the comments, even Oliver has shown slight improvement. Slight, When I say slight, I mean like slight. Like he's shown up on some plays in these past couple of games. But I wanted to discuss real quick, but you just said, Breeze, why the hell have we waited this whole time to just use our other receivers that we know can catch the ball? Like we've seen Zacchaeus catch the ball in the past, Powell and Blake, I think. Is that all three? Yes. So why the hell haven't we used them in the past how many fucking games? This year, last year, I think that's it. I think they were used before that. But why did we wait till now to use them with Ridley out and then Julio clearly probably still injured a bit? Like, that pisses me off. We're paying them. Why aren't we using them?
No, I mean, you just answered your question. I mean, because really, that, I mean, the whole catalyst for the other wide receivers to eat, in my opinion, is Julio. If Julio is not out there, no, it's going to be a very difficult time for us to pass the ball. We've seen that multiple times when Julio would miss a game and we would have to rely on Calvin to be the number one receiver. When that happens, our passing game struggles for the most part because Calvin, he's not there to the point where he could defeat double teams majority of the times. And then on top of that, when we do go one-on-one with Calvin getting double, the other receivers, more likely, they're not going to make a play like that. So, I mean, it was just a good day for them today. But I wouldn't continue to, like, rely on them going down the line.
Yeah, I would.
I think that only works in, like, a system with, like, you know, y'all's Lord and Savior, Kyle Shanahan, who shout out one of my homies on Twitter who's a 49ers fan, D Fresh. He's done with that guy as a head coach. He's
what?
Like, get his ass out of here. I'm like, oh, the tables have turned. Yeah, he's done with Kyle Shanahan, man.
Everything he did to us is going to come back to him tenfold. And let me catch you in these streets.
Marcus actually, he was like, Kyle Shanahan going to look good as our head coach next year.
Nope, I already said this, man. No more retreads. Leave the ex-girlfriends alone. Be progressive. Do something else. Because all that's going to do is give us unrealistic expectations that we cannot fulfill.
Yeah,
the league has changed. Kyle Shanahan's offense is great, but it's not like what it was of yesteryear. Where it's exactly. Like, oh my God, nobody can cover these routes. No, we've never seen this before. Julio Jones is 4 years older. Matt Ryan's 4 years older. This team in the league is way different from them. So that idea just needs to stop. Not really. I'm trying to be progressive. I'm trying to be progressive. Let's get Eric Bieniemy in here, I guess. Or that's what the people want. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
I just want somebody's competent. I don't care who it is, as long as they know how to get us back to where we need to be. You know, back to the basics. So.
Because the moment if we did bring Kyle back, people they're gonna put 2016 is gonna jump back in people's head. And when that doesn't happen, they'll be highly disappointed.
Yep, and they're going to be crying like usual.
It don't make no sense. So the big news this week is your man, Takaris McKinley, doing everything in his power to get cut by the Atlanta Falcons. Like, this shit is wild, or weak. And I'll take anybody that's competent. I don't care if they're big name, small name, high school coach, Pop Warner coach.
Yes.
It don't matter, man. Just give us something. But yeah, Tack, man. Tack is on some next level childish shit, man. Like, he got fined, and that's ironic because his slogan was "Fine me later," but he hasn't done anything on the field good enough to warrant a fine. Which is very sad. So, he
also hasn't done anything on the field to have him trying to act in the way that other big names acted to get out of their contracts and deals.
Yeah. I mean, he has some people or someone in his ear. Like, the ethics that he's throwing is uncalled for. And again, like how y'all are saying, like like, dude, like, you really haven't done much in this league to pull the stunt that you pulling now. Like, you talking like you like Fletcher Cox to somebody.
Yeah, you're not Antonio Brown. You're not that one dude trying to wherever he left, he went to the Jets and then some Jets dude. You're not big enough to be pulling all these antics. You're just not. And that's the fucking bottom line. I don't know what he's doing, what he's trying to do besides get out of his contract. And I don't even fucking know why. And I'm curious if Quinn had to put up with this behavior, even though he probably did baby it. But, like, why are you doing all this? Like, there's no clear reason besides us not picking up that fifth round option or whatever. If you got in your feelings all about that and have been wanting to leave because of that, then, I mean, good riddance. Like, it's ridiculous at this point. I can't defend his antics anymore. Like,
well, the funny part is, the ironic part is when Pastor Beasley was here, you guys gave Vic all the smoke when Tack was literally doing the same thing, which was nothing. But now that Pastor Beasley's not here, y'all can actually look at Tack and be like, oh, wait a second, this guy is also not that great either. Now, he looked good initially when the season started, but the best ability is availability, as they say. And he ain't available, and now he's wilding. Yeah. Yes, Marcus, another wasted first-round pick. And that's the thing, man. Like, can we not get these right? Like, this is embarrassing, man.
Now, was TJ Watt still on the board?
Yes.
Okay. I was trying to figure that out because people were like, TJ Watt was still there. And I'm like, okay. Damn, as much as I hate MAGA people, I mean, he would have been better than fucking Tack.
TJ's, I wouldn't assume that he is MAGA. But,
I would assume he was.
Right. You ain't going
to. That's how I operate in these times.
Josh, now, come on.
But no, I think we took Tack because, again, that's when we started scripting that Falcons filter crap. And then we just started picking players who had a little edge to them, but who actually could possibly produce. And we thought Tack was going to be that person, but he just seemed more of a headache than actually producing.
Yeah.
It's
And he started out decent. He just kept getting injured and couldn't bounce back. I mean, that's. It's unfortunate, but the way he's acting, I'm just like, put up what Ant just said.
Let's see. This one?
He is one of the better GMs, Marcus.
Quinn, the other one. Quinn had a love affair. Yeah.
Yeah. And the thing is with Tack is, like, the thing that sucks with his situation is we can't get nothing for him because, like, nobody wants that shit on their team. But, like, obviously, like, one of y'all says he might have a bug that, like, hey, if you get cut, we'll pick you up.
Yeah.
He might have a prove it deal, but he was going to be in that same situation anyways. Like, he'll kind of get a second chance at a prove it deal in a new organization. You know what I'm saying? So, shout out to Braylon. I completely just, until you just said that, I forgot Fowler was on the team, dog. Like, y'all really gassed that shit up, man.
Man, I told y'all.
Popping bottles and being happy and shit.
Big Beasley. Told y'all.
He did say that. I said I didn't know much about him.
I kind of wanted him in that draft over Beasley, to be honest. Only because he was much bigger.
I wanted the guy who we have now, Todd.
Well, I mean, that is true, Aaron. He did have a Aaron Donald. That helps. That's what I'm saying. Like, maybe Tack goes somewhere around better players and performs better. But maybe in this new era of Falcons football, we do what other teams do, pick the best available player.
Yeah.
Regardless of what need it is. If it happens to be a running back, it's a running back. If it happens to be a receiver, it's a receiver. So
Yeah.
I guess that would kind of alleviate those type of problems. Because, I mean, if you got talent on your roster, man, talent's going to help you produce wins. If you pick for needs and that doesn't pan out and they're not that talented, then you're just like looking crazy.
Yep.
Yes, new era. We're going to get a new coach, new GM.
Yep.
Get all the remnants of the old regime out of here. You got to fire everybody. The water boy, the tape guy. Everybody got to go. That black dude with the dreads.
No, I was going to say him. No, you can't. All those can't fire him. He misses Vic, man. You can't fire him.
Nah, he got to go. He's being honest with the players. Maybe give him a nice severance package. Maybe give him a lifetime pass to the games, but he got to go. Man. You got to get everybody. You have to strip it down to the bare bones and build it back up. If there's anybody on the team that has a mentality like Tack, they got to go too.
Yeah.
Got to go. But bring in some better leadership. Showing out Foyer.
Oh, yeah, Foyer Olukun's been playing good. Shout out to Yale, you know. Right. And that's why I thought the picking up on the linebacker would be good, because they're saying to move your boy Devo
to Will.
And bring another linebacker. And then you got Foyer. It's a pretty formidable, like, having a trio like that, even though, like, the rest of our defense is kind of sus, like, at least that's a bright spot. Yeah. At least we'll know we'll be able to cover, like, tight ends and stop the run, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Foyer. Maybe do some creative blitzing, and you know, we'll see what happens. You know, Morris is not getting a 4-year. He's not getting a 4-year contract in Atlanta. Not maybe he can interview at UGA because they're
man,
probably.
Chill. here y'all go, man.
We need coach.
Here y'all go.
We need a safety.
So we need two safeties.
We got everything at this point. Whoever is next for the fucking GM position, they'll probably fucking clean everybody out of here.
Hey, look, Braylon with the smooth transition. So, Keanu Neal. So, Jeff, people are on the train that Keanu Neal is soft based on the interview he did with Dukes and Bell.
Charming, ultra soft. I was going to say strong, but he's not strong. He's like Charming one ply. Like that shit that you put in the office at work, like that work toilet paper.
Poverty toilet paper.
That's what can't is. Like that shit that you got to have extra on, or if not, you're going to feel something on your hand. That's the toilet paper he is. Okay. The interview was, I don't know, yesterday, the other day. Why are y'all asking me stuff? Y'all know I don't got no goddamn job, so my days all blend together. I don't even know what day of the week it is. Okay, so what had happened was all these people on Twitter was like, why'd Neil hang up? Why'd Neil hang up? Neil got mad and hung up. And I was like, what the fuck happened? So this is what happened. He was doing the interview with Dukes and some other dude. I don't fucking know. And they're asking him questions, and they asked, do you believe you are the same player from a few years back? And Keanu Neal hung up. And then Keanu got on Twitter and was like, that interview was whack, man. Because he's soft and he can't answer a simple question.
Okay, but I mean,
stop. Charming, one ply.
Why are you going to ask a question you already know the answer to? The man clearly tore his Achilles, man. Like, what do you, yes, I tore my Achilles. I'm just as good as I used to be. Like,
no, you could be like, I was like down for a minute and now I'm back to my normal self. Next question. It's not hard. We've all been faced with questions that we didn't want to answer. And we gave like a different answer to redirect it and kept going.
Maybe his injury history is a sore spot for him.
Is it?
I heard those rehabs are pretty
intense. Yeah, like he popped his ACL, and then the following year he popped his Achilles. That's gonna play on your mind a lot, because you gotta think, if I'm a young player and my body's breaking down already like that, like that's gonna make you feel some type of way. So for you to even ask me that, like, of course I'm gonna hang up on you.
Why would you hang up? You soft too, Josh. Both y'all soft.
Well, I'm, goddamn question. Well, again, they could have asked. They probably they shouldn't even ask him about his injury. They could ask him some other question.
Ask about. Well, I don't know if they asked about the injury, but in that question that he hung up on was just a question. It wasn't about the injury.
Since you came off your injury, do you think you're the same player?
He ain't say that.
That's basically what the question is asking him, is what I'm saying.
They didn't say the injury part. Well, they didn't say the injury part.
That's fair. You can't make the NFL and be soft. Jeff is just hating at this point, so.
He is soft. Vic made it to the NFL, and look at him.
Vic is yoked, dog. Like I guarantee you won't say to his face, bro. Have you seen that man's arm?
Ain't nobody scared of Vic. Oh, look, soft cell. It is soft titties.
He gonna pray for you.
Okay.
He ain't gonna do nothing but cry.
Hey man. I don't want no smoke with Vic Beasley. I'll tell you that
Who up. Bring up the other one? Those people on the station aren't real fans. They aren't. That's what I said. I said at the beginning of this show. When we first started this show, that first year, I don't even remember when that was, but I told y'all, them people are not fans. Most of these Atlanta reporters are not fans, not from the city. I don't know why y'all even listen to them.
I mean, okay, well, that gives you unbiased, right? You want fans talking about the game, then it gets very convoluted. Like, are you really being objective or are you fanning? I don't want to hear somebody tell me. I don't want Josh to be the host because Josh be like, oh, yeah, we're good. We won a game. Yeah, like, no, dog, that's not how this works. There's more to the game than just beating bad teams, barely beating bad teams.
Josh would be a great host. You know who wouldn't be a great host? He's probably going to kill me. Tony. Marcus. Tony would be a horrible host. Tony would be too for his toast.
And he's from New Orleans, too. They eat his ass alive.
Yeah, I know. But Tony, he'd be fighting back. Tony would get fired because he'd be fighting back, cussing him out.
Tony overreacts to stuff, too. Like, it's either Super Bowl or we're 0-16 team with Tony.
I don't really see Tony on the timeline today. I wonder if he's
around. No, he was there. I saw a couple of his tweets.
Oh, wow.
So is Matt Numbers not on par with Dan Marino?
We already talked about this, man. How that works.
We did, but he brought it up, though. And again, nope. if we want to go by, oh, it's a different era. It's a lot of QBs that played in this same era that still hasn't put up those compatible numbers.
Thank you, Aaron. We are everybody. Everybody knows this, but Josh.
I'm not saying that he, because again, Marino had a cannon for a horn. I'm not saying that they are the same quarterbacks. I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying like you can't say one is a Hall of Famer and the other one is not when their numbers look compatible. That's all.
Come prop up on Thrive Fantasy this season. Thrive Fantasy is a daily fantasy sports app for player props. They have eliminated the need to do countless hours of research because they only ask you about the top tier athletes in a respective sport. If NFL, choose 10 out of the 20 player prop options to build your lineup. If NBA, MLB, PGA, or esports, choose 5 out of the 10 player prop options to build your lineup. Each prop has a fantasy point total associated with the over or under based on its likelihood to occur. The more points a selection is worth, the riskier it is. Rack up the most points to win a share of the prize pool. If PGA, Thrive has new contests for each day of the tournament, Thursday only, Friday only, etc. So don't sweat your golfers ruining your weekend by not making the cut. Thrive has awarded over $1.3 million in prizes since launching in 2018. Use promo code DBNReport when you sign up today and you will receive an instant $20 bonus on your first deposit of $20 or more. Download Thrive Fantasy on the App Store or Play Store or by visiting their website, www.thrivefantasy.com. Sign up and prop up today.
I'm saying.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't. No, you cannot.
You absolutely can. Oh man, Josh is gonna have a heart attack.
No, because it's saying like if that was the case, why aren't a lot of these QBs that are playing for what 10 years putting up the same numbers? That's all I'm saying. If it was that easy,
there's a lot that goes into that, bro.
If it was that easy, why again? You have to. That's my point. A lot goes into it, so you have to be a good quarterback. Like, just because you play in a totally different era doesn't mean that you're going to put up gaudy numbers.
He did break a record today.
I see what you're saying, Berlin, but it's – you have to adjust the metrics, man. Like, Dan Marino wasn't passing, like, 50 and 60 times a game like they do these days. Like,
neither that really –
Okay.
He's not.
Let's see. How many?
But again, Breeze, I agree with you. It's a totally different era. They are not compatible, in my opinion, in the sense of how they play. But they both are Hall of Famers. That's all that I'm saying. They both are.
We don't play on Thanksgiving this year.
Nah, good. Thank God.
Good. Yeah. I got time for that.
Right.
Yeah, I thought we did.
Why do you want to see us go back to New Orleans and get screwed again?
Oh, I hate us playing on Thanksgiving. I just thought we did. I was just looking at the dates of the Saints game, like, mad confused. Because I thought they were going to continue us doing it, but...
Nah.
Thank goodness. Yeah, we play. Damn. That's our second division fucking game. Shooting for the Hall of Fame.
I don't know if that's because the thing with that is those two have Super Bowl rings as well. You know what I'm saying? And first of all, and we don't use that gentleman's name. His name is receiver number 88. Oh shit, bro! These ads are killing me, man.
Man,
this shit is insane. I just want to look at some stats. But yeah, man, we don't use that gentleman's name on this podcast.
It's number 88.
Yes, wide receiver number 88. If you're from Philly, we mean no disrespect. I don't want those problems in my life. So,
Philly people, please, we don't want no smoke, Philly fans.
Yeah, shout out to Philly for really coming through in the election too, and Atlanta. Shout out to Augusta.
Augusta finally did something right, man.
That is Augusta, the first thing Augusta has done right, like in the history of history.
Augusta and Clayton County, man. Like, yeah, man. Wow, that's amazing.
Augusta is never on the news for anything good.
Right. Ever.
Which is very sad because it used to be such a nice, small city, you know. And now it's out of control from what my compadres out there. So what I've come to understand is like all the white people I grew up with from Augusta are all probably racist.
Yeah.
It never fails. I'm like, damn, dog. Like, that's sad. But that was to the non-racist people.
Marcus.
Bro, the Masters just started letting like black women play like within the last. Okay. Oh shit! So
I took my cue from Marcus last night on the KTSE podcast.
Hey, yeah, definitely subscribe to that. Subscribe to this. Y'all got any closing words? I hope we don't get banned. The views of Jeff Queen do not reflect. Y'all know the people saying the song's not good. Like, this is a good song. Like,
it just sounds weird. If they had a better beat, maybe.
Bro, that beat is hard, dog. That bass line is critical, dog.
Like, it's to the point.
He was spinning. He was really talking some real shit. He was like, yo, like. If you listen to the lyrics, like, it makes a lot of sense. R.I.P. Nipsey Hussle. You know?
Yeah.
But anyways, Josh hates rap. Josh hates quarterbacks. Low-key voted for 45, so let's not. Yeah, there we go.
I was in that voting booth like, man, I literally flip the coin and say, okay, who I'm picking, 45 or 46? It's just jokes, people.
Everybody rushed Josh's message, man. Josh is trying.
I'm saying y'all can like to call me racist.
Like a true racist UGA fan.
Because I think Cam is a terrible quarterback. I mean, come on, man.
Why wouldn't you want your black quarterback to play yesterday?
Matthew was horrible.
See? Racism.
Stats in garbage, too. Like, we don't have a quarterback. We don't have any quarterback. Like, my son could go out there and do what they're doing. Both quarterbacks that played yesterday were our ass.
You run the table for the last playoff spot?
No. Our season is over, basically. We should have won yesterday, and we did it.
Look, I'm just here so I don't get fined. I don't know what the fuck we're doing. We might be trying to do that, but I don't – shit. This year, I don't fucking care.
Yeah, I'm so turned off football. I'm just like, I've already simulated some next year. I don't really care what happens the rest of the season.
Right. I'm prepared to be in my feelings about who's not going to be on this team anymore. Like, that's where I'm at with this whole season.
Man and Julio are not going anywhere. They will be here next year.
I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about the rest of them. Dang, I like more than Matt and Julio, other than y'all. Y'all be hating.
Who's the rest? What
Rico?
Rico hasn't done anything. He finally got an interception in where? How many games?
I'm gonna beat your ass. I'm gonna pull off your beard,
Rico, man.
Shit! Josh got the lace front beard. That's crazy.
Rico finally did something, man. Like, outside of that, he slick turned into another guy just overnight.
Y'all can kiss my ass. I like Rico. Okay.
He's a good dude, but I mean, his play, yeah. I mean, really has been impactful on the field.
We know Mac is probably retiring, so that's just going to be sad.
Ooh, buddy. Man, and another hole opens up for the Falcons' offensive line.
That's what she said.
Well, not really, because, I mean, that's why we got Hennessy.
Okay, how many snaps has Hennessy got?
He got a few. I mean, he wasn't blowing it away at the guard position. I mean, that's why Carpenter is playing. But I mean, he's straight. I mean, I think he'd be a lot better at center.
We'll see. I mean, I'm always up for an explosion of youth. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
That'd be kind of cool. But
damn, who
else do I like? Other than that, we have a bye next week. Hopefully, some of these sorry teams will win some games. Like, who we got? Who do we need to win? We need the Jets to get a W. They're on an 8-game losing streak. That's disgusting. We need Jags to win. The Giants are on a 1-game winning streak. We need Dallas to win. We need Washington to win. We need the Chargers to win. Actually, the Chargers are probably going to beat us. So. New England should win some games. Cincinnati should squeak out some wins. Carolina should get some wins. So I think when it's all said and done, we'll finish with at least a top 10 pick. That's what I'm hoping for. So that'd be great.
With a competent GM.
And real quick before we close, I'm surprised there hasn't been a lot of talk, a lot of chatter about who our next head coach is going to be like. It's been kind of silent on the you know what, Ant? There will be no Freeman slander on this podcast. I'm cheering for all black men to collect the bag. white backup quarterbacks do that for like 20 years. So good for him.
What about Tico?
Is Tico still in the league? Is he still here? Tico?
Yeah.
He's injured again.
Yeah. Again. Freeman over here.
But with the head coaching, I promise you, don't look at me crazy when I say this, but I guarantee you, watch Jim Harbaugh get tied to us.
Jim Caldwell's not a bad coach.
No, Jim Harbaugh.
Oh God, please no.
Wait. You talking about
that dude has problems.
Watch. I'm just saying watch people tie him to us. Because he's gonna get fired from Michigan soon at any moment now. and we have an opening for head coach. Watch they try to tie him to us.
And I don't like the idea of hiring somebody that was just fired. Like, yo, bro, you sucked at your last job, so we're going to give you another job doing the same thing? Like, no. If you couldn't reach college players, or you have absolute power over them, right, you're not going to reach no millionaires, dog. So don't even – nah, bro.
But watch Blank try to entertain it because Harbaugh went to the Super Bowl.
He's going to entertain it until his fucking intern gets on his burner account and sees the fans hate that shit, and he's not going for that, bro. He's not going for that. So
that'd be insane.
But anywho, y'all got any shout outs?
Shout out to Kamala Harris, our new vice president of the United States of America. Shout out to all the black people who had to save this country from themselves. Shout out to all of you. Of you, every single one of you. Okay? We are out here saving this country. Shout out to DC for smoking weed on television, on live television. Shout out to Atlanta for yelling fuck Donald Trump on CNN. That was amazing. And I think that's it. Oh, y'all be careful in these streets, because
nobody's worried about those.
Exactly. They're not gonna do nothing.
Damn, be careful. Y'all so rude.
Speaking of Madam Vice President, definitely listen to the KTSC app pod. It's in the same feed as this one. There is a tweet that we discussed about her that I'm still geeking about. All I'm gonna say is Splash Zone. If you know, you know.
What
is it? One where she looks like a
Just check out the podcast Splash Zone. You'll know what it is when you hear it. If you don't laugh, I'll give you $2. So definitely drop a review, subscribe. I don't have no shout outs. Shout out to the Falcons for being off next week, so I don't have to decide whether or not I'm gonna watch the game. I definitely took like two naps during the game, so I'm just like, whatever, it doesn't matter. So,
two naps.
Josh, shout outs.
Shout out to my little boy, Kason.
Oh nah, you didn't shout him out last time. You can't.
I love you, son. And like Lethal said, shout out to all the people who voted. Black people, Native Americans. They voted for Vice President Harris and Biden. That ticket. I didn't think people were really going to be about it, but hey, they proved me wrong and we pulled it off. So shout out to y'all who made the right vote.
I would clap again, but I don't need y'all's mouths again. So I'm not going
to just drop.
What kind of clapping are you talking about?
Drop the OnlyFans link for the people.
Right. We talking about clapping hands. You doing something else over there.
Color. Lethal the Stallion. Got the yammies and hammies out, you know what I mean? But yeah. Make sure, Josh, you retweet this the pod when it drops. The cover art is gonna be you know what? The cover art will make sense when you see it. It's a picture of R.I.P. Kobe Bryant catching some champagne to the face. So it all makes sense. So
okay.
This is this is Derrick Burnett Report, the unofficial official podcast of Falcon Twitter. We out. No, we're not. Like I said, when the podcast gets banned, we out, man.